A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
But hey, worst case scenario, at least you have a fuck buddy who you like. I mean, think it could be worse. From a married woman.
This could be the Daily Mail again. We're back once again.
With the Renegade Master.
Well, not really, but it's episode 30 of Couples Quarantine. I'm James Haskell.
I'm Chloe Madeley.
And thank you so much to all of you who've been watching, listening. We're getting about 20,000 listeners per episode at the moment. It's growing. We've had some more headlines, some more scandal, but that's what's important about Couples Quarantine. It's getting my wife and I into shit.
Yeah, I mean, it's not really doing wonders for our reputation,
no.
I'm not going to lie.
I know. People keep going, God, you're so honest, which is an excuse for like...
Who says that to you?
I don't know, but loads of people go, wow, it's so refreshingly honest, but it's not really refreshingly honest, is it? It's like...
Standard that my friends think it's just like normal chat.
Yeah, but mine all like that. Oh my God, not my, but it's just members of the public. I mean, you come up to me and go, Couples Quarantine. It's so refreshingly honest. But we don't want to admit what we're doing secretly. We'll just leave you two idiots to talk about it. So what are we talking about this week?
Well, I thought we would start off with a reply from the girl whose boyfriend went from wanting to be exclusive to turning around to her and saying that he actually wanted to have an open relationship for the time being. Now, your response to that was, I just don't think he's really that into you.
Yeah.
My response to that was, run like hell because he's found someone else he wants to shag.
Yes.
And it's very disrespectful that he would just essentially change the boundaries of your relationship without even... I mean, it sounded to me like he was pretty much saying this is how it's going to be, where that is really a conversation that has to be had. And even then, it would be very hurtful.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just catching myself. Just did a whole training video for our sponsors, Grenade, and I'm very sweaty.
You can see the T-shirt, Grenade. Sorry, not sponsored Couples Quarantine, unfortunately, because I don't think they want to be associated with...
Nobody wants to be associated with us, which is why we might not get a Series 2.
No.
So
tough, tricky Series 2, if you can get there.
Yeah, anyway. But anyway, we'll have fun while we're here. So anyway, she's written back in. Would you like to hear?
I would love to hear, wife of mine.
No. Husband of mine. Dear Chloe and James, I've just listened to your reply to my question on this week's Couples Quarantine, and thank you so much. I thought I'd update you on the situation since it has developed. That's very Mamma Mia. I did very seriously think about going and fucking all of his fit teammates. Just to prove that he wasn't the only lad in the world that I can sleep with. My girlfriends also thought this would be a hilarious idea, Chloe. I was being a bit tongue-in-cheek. I didn't really mean go and have sex with all his teammates. I just thought it would be quite funny.
Well, I'm not sure there was quite that amount of tongue-in-cheek, was it? I think you wanted to put tongue in something else.
However, we have both just gotten out of long-term disastrous relationships, and I didn't want to start that war. You wise, wise girl. So I opted to try and be really mature about it instead and just talk to him. Unsurprisingly, I found out that he would have been fuming if I'd completed my list, which I would have. Always.
I love it's a list,
girls.
An extensive list.
Yes, which I would have. Always back yourself.
Yeah,
girls.
I would listen. I would have drilled them all. I would have done a job on everyone.
And men will have sex with anyone, so you should always back yourself.
It's so much easier for women to get sex than men.
True.
So much easier.
And thankfully, he wasn't sleeping with anybody else, but he just wanted to take things a lot slower. And he really enjoys our sex together, which is a bonus. I am, however, still going to be very cautious if anything like this happens again. And I'll do what Chloe suggests and run like hell, because it's just not worth it. Thank you so much, though, as your podcast has helped me gain the confidence to just grab the situation by the balls and try to get on the same page with him.
Interesting. I'm not sure I'm buying it, but I like the yarn he's weaving. I don't know.
Same joke. Did it on our first date.
Like, fuck. And look, you're still here. So there must be some redeeming effect. I don't know. I love the honesty. I'm glad we could help. I would be cautious, as you said. And if you've got a similar situation, send it to cqquestions@jameshaskell.org. And Chloe and I might be able to shed some light on it. We could make it worse. We're unqualified, but we'll have a good go at it.
I think it's great. I was being tongue-in-cheek when I said that you should go and have sex with all of his teammates, although that would have been hilarious and way better content for the podcast. How dare you, Georgia? I'm glad that you actually decided to take the high road and be mature and talk to him about it, which is obviously what I would have done. I think the fact that you said, because it was an idea floated that I should sleep with all your teammates, and he was like outraged and said he'd be really upset. Of course, he would have been absolutely upset. And maybe you played a really good hand that made him rethink the situation quite quickly and put the kibosh on the whole suggestion. And I think fronting up with that maybe forced his hand. But I would be very cautious, because I don't think you just randomly say to someone like, oh, actually, by the way, there has to be a catalyst for that suggestion. So proceed with caution. But it is fair to say that I reckon in the beginning of our relationship, you could have and may have, but we won't go down that road, tried to see what you could and couldn't get away with. Because I think a lot of men do in the beginning of a relationship, right? And that actually a lot of the time, forcing somebody's hand, especially a young man, into monogamy comes with a sort of, okay, well, I'll do it too and see how you like it. And I think it can work. So be cautious, but hopefully.
I also think, yeah, it's all fun and games until the woman turns the tables on you. And it's like, fine. You know, I'll just go and sleep with some other people, because you're like, it's a lot easier for women. If a woman wants to get revenge, she can walk out the front door and say to one bloke, do you want to have sex? And they'll be like,
yeah,
okay.
100%.
Whereas I go outside the door and I go, do you want to have sex? They go, stop asking me. It's weird. Get away.
No, look, there's a lot of
women. I'm over 80. Stop pestering me.
There's a lot of women who 100% love, like, drop of a hat, promiscuous sex. Mm. I told you the story about my ex and the girl who worked in the fish and chip shop.
Yes.
She literally, so one of my ex-boyfriends.
She got a side of battered sausage, didn't she?
She did.
Got a big portion.
I won't complete that joke.
Yeah, don't.
No, it's disgusting. So he went into the local fish and chip shop to pick up fish and chips for his family, and the girl who worked behind the counter immediately propositioned him, and they lived like right next door to the fish and chip shop, and he just went back to her house, did a job, went back to the chippy, picked up his family dinner and went home. And I was like, I don't know many girls that would do that, even if they really wanted to, that would actually have the balls to front up and do that. And he was like, some women do.
Well, I don't think there's anything wrong with that as well.
I don't either.
The woman with the morals of a man is a slut, according to
absolutely
society, and it's bollocks.
No, I know. I get labelled with that all the time because I'm so open about sex.
Yes.
So obviously it does happen, but you're completely right. It's really rare. Like, even if I really wanted to shag a guy that I just met, if I was single, I would not have the balls to go up to him and be like, hey, do you have a spare half hour, shoy? I just wouldn't. But men would do it like that.
Yeah, but I think that's how we're wired, don't we?
Yeah.
And also, you've just got this the lad culture. But I know that people watching this or listening to this and men who just go, I just don't think like that. The reason I flagged it up to that girl is the fact that what he said, it just doesn't sound like a sentence that a man would say. It sounds like
he panicked.
It sounds like he panicked and pulled that out of the way. And he's like, what can I say? And it's like, but no, I was just scared of the relationship. And it wasn't you, it was me. And I was nervous, but I really like you, just because you realised that she had the power of Grayskull and could have done whatever she wanted.
Okay, but let's say hypothetically, in the beginning of our relationship, if you'd have said to me like, maybe we should wait till we're exclusive, and I'd said, okay, well, I'm going to go have sex with who's one of your old teammates? I don't know.
Well, let's not mention specific names.
Fine.
Let's not go there.
But it was good to like give like.
Well,
to, anyway, so then so I'd said, okay, I'm going to go. That maybe would have forced you into being monogamous.
Yeah, probably.
No.
Yeah, 100%.
Or would you have been like, oh, good, I've got permission?
No, I would have been like, oh dear,
I've fucked up.
Yeah, I've made a big mistake.
Right, so that's what I mean. Maybe it worked.
Well, maybe it did work. Maybe it was a sharpening tool. Fair play to her. You know, good luck with it.
I know.
Shall I read this one?
Okay.
Dear Chloe and Hask, very familiar. James or Mr. Haskell.
James hates being called Hask.
No, I love Hask. So I love Hask. I don't like Haskell. Right. 2 years at boarding school. Haskell! It's like, ugh, there's no easy way of saying it. I'm always in trouble.
I feel like when people stop you in the street and say Hask, you get that flash of rage.
Oh, no. It's only because people come up to go Hask, and I'm like, do I know you? And they're like, no. Yeah. I'm like, well, why don't you fuck it? You know, it's confusing. My friends call me Hask.
So you don't like it.
I like it for people who know me. Okay. Okay, love the podcast. Brightens up my Monday, so fingers crossed for a second series. Tricky second series. Need a sponsor. I've got myself into a situation which I'm sure many have been in before. I've been seeing a professional rugby player on and off for a year. Or so. However, as he travels a lot for game and training, less so recently, the majority of our communication is over the phone, with limited chat on life and us as people, and a majority of the communication is sexting. We are not exclusive, and I have very strong suspicions he has multiple girls he can call on for some late night entertainment. Do you think I should cut ties or stick it out and see if he wants to progress to a relationship later down the line? He isn't exactly young and is out of his 20s, shagging phase. However, I know for a fact girls still want to hand it to him on a plate because of who he is, so I see why he wouldn't want to commit when the pool is so large. Hask, I'm sure you know someone who has been on the other side of this. Would you sack him off? That is a really interesting scenario, and
be honest.
I am being honest. You didn't let me finish. It was a very interesting scenario, one I have been in myself, and one I have seen other people in. I mean, listen, it's not a great. At the start of every relationship or early phase and everything else like that, if you're casual, yeah, the conversation is to sense the sex. I know that men can have a one-track mind, and women want to develop other aspects of the relationship. It's not great that it's always resorted to sexting. I would be very careful. Look, in my view of these things is that I know pretty early on, or knew pretty early on, whether this was going to be a relationship or whether it was not. And being completely truthful, I would often still have sex with people that I wasn't interested in. Purely because I say this, it's probably because I could, because the sex was good or whatever. But the rest of it might not have been there. So it's very difficult to tell what phase you're in. I mean, you know, you could just be in that entry level thing where he likes you, you have a bit of fun, you're a bit fruity, he likes having sex with you, but he doesn't want to commit to you. I think at some point you're going to have to hit him with that, with the risk that he might turn around and say, absolutely not. But the point is that you're currently in limbo. I think being in limbo for a short period of time in a relationship, you know, being in a period where you're having just fun is absolutely fine. And I know lots of girls have sometimes tried to rush that because they're not necessarily that comfortable with it. And as Chloe said, the promiscuous sex part isn't necessarily part of your makeup. However, there is no point being in limbo after a certain amount of time. If he's older, you know, maybe he doesn't want to settle down at this stage. Maybe you know, he is seeing lots of girls. I think you've got to confront him at some point. But give him the benefit of the doubt. And, if he's having his cake and eating it and he's got multiple partners, then I don't know. You know, and I would have known early on if I wanted to date you. And if he hasn't tried to lock you down or take it up to the next level, perhaps he doesn't want to.
Yeah, look, I would say she says it's been the best part of a year, right? Or over a year.
I didn't. Yeah,
Okay, it's over there.
Right.
Men, obviously, there's a lot of men, and you say if he's a professional rugby player, you say he's out of his 20s shagging phase, but that likely means if he's still a professional rugby player, he's in his early 30s, mid 30s tops, right?
Yeah.
Right, so he's still young. Men in their teens, 20s, 30s, sometimes older, do just really like to shag around, by and large. Obviously not everyone. I don't want to be sexist and I don't want to presume, but generally speaking, that kind of tends to be true. I do have three older brothers. The majority of my friendship group are men. It does tend to be true. If he has known you for a year, a little over a year, even just 6 months, and you guys have been shagging on and off and sexting, and nobody has made any advances for it to become more than that, then either the time is now for you to do that, to test the water out in that context, or the time is now for you to kind of accept that that's not going to happen and walk. Now, obviously, I would say, if I were you, ask him, confront him and say, you know, look, I really like having sex with you and I really enjoy talking to you in this kind of way, but I need to know if there's anything more that might develop here or not. Maybe it will get his wheels turning and maybe he'll think about the scenario and what it would be like to be with you. And maybe you'll get what you want. Maybe he'll turn around and say to you, oh, I'm not looking for that. I'm just out to have a bit of fun. And I don't think that's a reflection on you at all. If he does say that, it's a reflection on him and where he is. I mean, before I met James was dating. So you had two serious girlfriends before you were with me.
Yeah.
And you had been single for years, right? No. I mean, you hadn't had a serious girlfriend. But what he had had was girls, multiple girls that he was. And this is completely fair because you were always very upfront with them, weren't you?
Very upfront.
Yeah. Well, I think you were.
I was 100%.
He had multiple girls that he dated.
Said that really quickly. Slept with. Nine? No, I 100% was.
Dated, slept with. And sometimes, like, even now, James and I have been together 6 years. He'll, like, say a girl's name in a story, like, oh, my ex. And I'm like, who is that? Like, I don't even know who that is. And he's like, no, sorry, not my ex, like, not real ex, but it's like someone I was like dating and sleeping with. I'm like, oh, okay, fine. And there's a lot of them. And when I say to him every time, how long were you sleeping with her for? And he's like, a year or whatever. I'm like, why didn't you like actually try and have a relationship? And he will say, just like he just did, this wasn't there, that wasn't there. I didn't like this, I didn't like that. But the sex was great. She was great to go out on a night with. She was great to go on holiday with, whatever.
Because I think as well, in these situations, right, how many times have you had a single one night stand and the sex has been any good, right? Or whatever,
once.
like an immediate encounter. It doesn't necessarily work that way. So sometimes, you know, if all of it isn't there for the full relationship, right? But you find comfort, you have good sex, you enjoy their company, it's a vibe. But it isn't anything that goes past that. That's fine. And at some point, somebody in that situation gets itchy feet or has to walk and put it on the table. But that could more often than not happen. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think if, you know, as long as you've been upfront honest, you know, the worst situation you can have is that one person thinks they're in a relationship with you. Yeah. And then suddenly they get a shock and you're like, well, hold a minute. No, I didn't realise we were serious. I was always very upfront and honest. And you would lose people on the wayside. But sometimes it suited people. Like girls, you know, for all the pretense, have needs exactly the same way.
Yeah,
you know, they
want to
find, you know, going and dating someone is quite intimidating. There's a trust issue. If you know what you're going to get, you both enjoy what you're having. There isn't really the pressure of having a relationship. Both of you, maybe it just isn't there in terms of, you know, I mean, I, the reason I married you is you're beautiful, you know, you have a...
kind of look like an egg.
Yeah, fit egg. I'm into eggs. I eat eggs every day, right? And I love Easter. And you know, you're driven, you're talented, you're successful. Contrary to what the Daily Mail thinks, you know, you have your own career. You're unbelievably talented. My life's better with you than without you. I've said it many times, this. But to capture that in all in one, I'm not a settler. I'll never do that. But, you know, there could be someone who was halfway to you that I enjoyed having sex with, but it just wasn't the final spark. So I think you need to address that. But it has been going on for quite a while, as you say. But don't be disheartened if it doesn't work out, because if it wasn't meant to be, it wasn't meant to be.
Okay, yeah, let's wrap it up. Look, I think if it's making you wonder enough to write into us, dickheads with no qualifications, then I think that's a very good indication that you have to ask the question. And like I say, his cogs will get turning and you'll either get, you know, a romantic answer that we all, you know, really, I'm rooting for you, so do write back and let us know, or you'll get a shit answer. But hey, worst case scenario, at least you have a fuck buddy who you like. I mean, I think it could be worse from a married woman.
It's coming in the Daily Mail again.
Okay, right. This is from a man.
Why are you giggling?
Because there's so much about this I don't understand that I'm going to have to ask
Be
you to
careful as well with oversharing on this in my part. I'll do the talking.
Okay.
I'll do the talking. Get on with it. Or do you want me to read it?
No, I'll read it.
All right.
Hi, guys. I love the podcast and I think the advice you both give is spot on. Boop. My wife and I have a very similar dynamic to you two. We've been together nearly 21 years and I'm only 42. Wow.
Wow, that is impressive. Well done, sir.
I've always been really open and we've communicated with each other always about sex. I have the highest sex drive of us, and I've never found it a problem to take care of myself when she's not in the mood.
Professional.
We are also very open with our friendship circle about our sex life. I'm definitely seen as a pervert that she has to put up with. But on the plus side, our friends...
I don't know what he's insinuating. He said we're similar dynamics. Is that what he's trying to intimate? I am a pervert.
No, I look like the pervert.
You're good, you are. Well, I'm the one who wants to burn my knob while you're making prawn pill.
Yeah.
And you've told him when I slept with 1,000 women, where people keep writing comments going, fucking look how ugly he is. He's never done that. I haven't done that.
Please, James. All you have to do is fucking cough and someone will try and have sex with you.
Where are these people? I've been coughing my whole life.
Please,
sorry.
Give this man his moment.
That's why you keep giving me Lemsip and Benadryl. Every time I cough, get that in your mouth. Carry on.
Benadryl. On the plus side, our friends have told us that we are the only couple that they can talk and joke openly about sex with, which honestly I find quite weird, as it's 2020 and I don't know why we're not all much more open about something so natural.
Well, that's why this podcast is in the scandal columns, because everyone pretends they don't do anything. Everyone pretends they don't poo, don't fart, don't have sex, don't talk about this, don't like sex.
Very British. Right. Before I get to the story, and we're going to cover the story on another podcast because we were meant to have a guest today, and the story is a topic for that guest. So we're going to leave that. But this, James hasn't read this properly yet. I'm so excited. Before I get to the story, I thought I'd give you a subject to discuss on the podcast that I don't think you've covered so far. We definitely haven't. I personally don't have any male sex toys, but before lockdown, I was considering getting a fleshlight to entertain myself when I'm away in hotels, which is part of my job. Okay, pause here. What is a fleshlight?
I don't know, because I haven't owned one. But
you do know what is it?
I think I know what it is. It's basically a device that stimulates all three of ladies' orifices, depending on which one you get. And it's called a fleshlight because it's
Stimulates.
So it looks like it's so some of them are moulded on porn stars, actual bits internally.
Oh, you can say words like vagina and mouth.
Fine. It's modelled on some porn star's arsehole on the inside out, with the fanny and same with the mouth.
Oh, you can butthole.
Get three different ones, whatever you want. And it's called a fleshlight because it looks like a torch, but it's long, thin, has a vibration device in it, and it's, you basically get different sleeves to put in there and you just wank off with it and use it as a thing.
Question.
Yeah. I'm not an expert. I'm not a salesman for fleshlight.
Okay, so fleshlight, a play on the word flashlight, because it looks like a flashlight.
Yes.
Which I'm sure we can all imagine.
Yes.
That you can get three different sleeves for.
And so a lot of porn stars have their own ranges, I'm led to believe.
Right, so you get an anus, a mouth, and a vagina. How do you know that porn stars have their own ranges if you don't know what this is? Because you started by...
I researched it before I came, or I came on the podcast.
Do you have one?
No, I don't have one. I don't. I swear I don't.
Okay, fine. Can I just ask a question?
Yeah.
Do you have
Fuck off! Chloe, you fucking know. You've been through all my stuff at all times. Where am I going to hide it? Up the chimney? In the car, no. Just going for a drive.
Come home tomorrow and I'll be covered in soot. When we do, I'll be like, nothing.
Yeah, exactly. Going through the bins in the wood pile. It's buried in the garden.
Just ask a question?
You've not seen a big squirrel like bloke. Don't get to hide the fleshlight. She's coming home.
It's a question.
Yes, yeah. If I'm not an expert, yeah.
Just going to say something really controversial, but it's a genuine question.
Yeah.
If you wanted to have like great anal, for example.
Yes.
Why would you want a fleshlight modelled on a porn star's anus who, let's be honest, while in human form, it might be great with anal. In terms of, like, a simulation of an anus, surely a porn star's anus would be less...
No, you've run away with this at 100 miles an hour. No, it's not how it works. You're not going to make a big baggy asshole that you put your knob in and go, fucking hell, it doesn't touch the sides. What am I doing here? It will be tight, you know. But I think just because porn stars get, you know, not every porn star's been ridden to the end of and needs a whole retread at the bum.
No, look, the mouth. Totally.
Yeah, the anus the same.
The anus and the vagina. Yeah. I'm like, meh.
No, it's not like that. They'll be tighter. They're not going to model it on a porn star and go, what are we going to do with this? It's not like a fleshlight, more like a cannon, more like a spotlight. No, it will be tighter.
Okay, wait, let's move on with this now.
Yeah.
Right. A fleshlight to entertain myself when I'm away in hotels as part of my job. I don't need it at the moment because I'm working from home. The question is, sex toys, why is it so taboo for men to use them, such as fleshlights or a prostate massage, considering where our G-spot is, fair point, when it's seen as normal and even sexy for a woman to own a dildo and or a vibrator? What a hugely uncomfortable, fantastic question.
Oh no,
and
brilliant
topic.
Question.
Okay, James, so let's start with you. Right. Talk to me.
What?
Do you have any male sex toys?
I do not have any male sex toys.
Why?
Because I have tried them. And to be honest with you, I'm very envious of women. I think men get, I know women have to give childbirth. So, you know, whoever made us, and I don't believe in God, but, you know, whoever we came about through natural selection, everything else like that, kind of all the pain of childbirth, but the ability to have multiple orgasms. Men, no childbirth, but you get to have one orgasm once. I know there's those tantric blokes who can get to the point of climax and don't do it. And we should probably get an expert on who can do that. And I saw some guy, Brian Rose from London Real, talking to a guy about how you keep it, rub it and squeeze it and do it. Sounds like some sort of pet or plant.
Balloon animal.
Yeah. but basically it's so they have that ability. I think it is a bit odd. Men who sort of have a bit of the raw end of the stick, really, because, you know, they don't really get to have the toys. You know, without a man, women's, you know, or women, rampant rabbit, dildos, toys, they get all that thing. Men sort of don't have anything. I've tried a few of them, and I just don't think they're that great. I've never tried a fleshlight.
Yes,
and also, there's a massive taboo about things like prostate massages, because men are so fucking dumb, and the average man is very stupid, and they panic. You're like, don't get in my butt. Oh, I'm not gay. I'm not gay. There's all this like weird emotional attachment to it. If you told me that one of those prostate massages would make fireworks come out the end of my piece, I'd be on that thing all the time. I do it. The point is, I've experimented and tried a few things, and they're not as advertised. I think women still have the upper hand. Men freak out about that. There's this massive misnomer. There's so much stupidity around. You know what people forget with sexuality is, it is not a, it is this, there are black and white examples, but sex is a mass of grey where you're trying different things to get pleasure and different emotions and everything else. And the point is that if you derive a lot of pleasure from playing with your anus, doing whatever, it's nothing to do with sexuality. Male sex toys are okay. They are a bit awkward to have around, but it's big flesh. I mean, shoulder mounted. I don't know. Shoulder mounted fleshlight or
something. You do know.
I don't know. I remember sitting on the tube, and there's a bloke who had one of those fake pussy and arse units that you buy from sex shops, and had it in a plastic bag. But the plastic bag, when he held it taut, you could see what it was on the tube. And I was like, bro, we can see what you bought. And bloke going home, can't get a girlfriend, knocks that in, gets some pleasure out of it. I don't see any problem. It's all about getting pleasure and fulfillment. And if it works, it works. I just don't think I would always be striving for the greatest pleasure I could have. And I just don't think they bring it to that level.
Okay, so my question was, you don't have them, why? And you're saying you don't think they're that great quality.
I just don't think they do that much. I just don't think
for
they're...
For you, okay.
Yeah, for me. I just don't think... I mean, for example, a friend of mine, a DJ, Jaguar Skills, is sponsored by Tenga, T-E-N-G-A. They make all the sex sleeves. They're from a Japanese company. They make little sex eggs that you open up.
You did? When I saw he gave me one.
Yeah, he gave me one. He gave me one, right?
And?
It was a bit of a spicy, you know, self-pleasuring exercise. I think if you're horned up, fired up, and you use one of those things, it's fine. You obviously get different variations of those.
So what you're essentially saying is, you think it's a bit of a surplus requirement kind of thing.
I think it is. I mean, I might be wrong. There might be some people out there that have really found it amazing. I think for men, it's a massively short supply. I don't think, you know, they talk about these realistic sex dolls and everything else like that, you know, that potentially could be the future.
Yeah.
But I mean, again, you know, about 10 grand and, you know. Sure view on it. Would you be freaked out if you found a load of...
So, okay, first
porn stars' anuses in my drawer, not the actual ones.
I wouldn't be surprised. I'll tell you that for free.
This is Couples Quarantine.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Couples Quarantine. Now, I know, Chloe, you've been snooping around and actually worked out a little bit about what's going on today, but this episode is sponsored by Athletic Greens, a comprehensive nutritional beverage.
Yeah, with so many stresses in life, it can be really difficult to get in enough fruit and veg, aka micronutrients that our bodies really need. But this is where Athletic Greens can help you out. Their daily all-in-one greens powder is easily added to your day-to-day life with zero worry or fuss.
Do you know what? It's actually really tasty, because some green supplements are a little bit ugh, but Athletic Greens does an awesome job packing in 75 vitamins, minerals, and whole food source ingredients, including multivitamins, minerals, probiotics, green superfoods. I know I sound like an absolute keynote scientist here, but of course I read the boxes. Mm-hmm. It was my daily reading for the day. It also increases energy and focus and aids with digestion and supports a healthy immune system, all without the need, I won't believe this, to take multiple products.
Athletic Greens is one formula based on the latest research, investing in absorbable and natural sources of each ingredient and going above and beyond in third-party testing to ensure that their customers receive the highest quality supplement.
It's lifestyle-friendly whether you eat keto, paleo, vegan, dairy-free or gluten-free, no thanks, and contains less than 1 gram of sugar without compromising on taste. And I've tried this and I agree. I give it my Haskell seal of approval.
So right now, Athletic Greens will support your immune system during the winter months, and they're offering our audience a free 1 year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase if you visit the link today. You'll basically never have to buy vitamin D again.
Sorry, did you say a free 1 year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs?
Yes.
Can I claim that?
I'm sure you can.
I know it's insider trading, but all you have to do to win this incredible prize is simply visit athleticgreens.com/couples and join health experts, Chloe, athletes, me, and health-conscious go-getters around the world to make a daily commitment to their health every day. Again, for the Slow Reader Group, simply visit athleticgreens.com/couples and get your free year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs.
This is Couples Quarantine.
Okay, so first things first, I actually completely agree with you that, to the guy who wrote in, that actually, if we have pleasure devices,
yes,
that are modelled on, I'm sure, male porn star penises.
100% they are.
That vibrate at, you know, 1,000 knots a second.
RPM, and, not knots, and I'm, that's a boat.
And I'm not going to lie, like, sex toys for women are fucking fantastic and I'm all for them. You're completely right to say that it's not fair that a man owning a sex toy or sex toys plural should be seen as creepy, gross and weird, which, look, I'm not gonna lie, let's just call a spade a spade, it kind of is seen as creepy, gross and weird. But you're completely right, that is not fair, and I agree with you, it shouldn't be seen as not fair. Now, when I first met James, I did remember seeing very early on this egg thing, and I said to him, what is that? And he was like, it's a Japanese sex toy for men. And I was like, well, what is it? And he was like, it's just basically like something
it's basically, it was like you unwrap the egg and it's got a sheath that would extend over your penis,
yeah,
and a bit of lube that comes in it, and it's for like a travel wank essentially, yeah. But then you've got the bigger versions that you had,
yeah. So I was like, I wasn't freaked out by it at all. Like, not at all. It didn't freak me out at all. If, again, I completely agree with the prostate situation. Funnily enough, men, we women typically have to be stimulated in other areas of our body to find anal pleasurable. Pleasurable to the point where we climax. So, you know, there's anal, which can be great, and especially for the man, but also for the woman. But there's anal, which will make a woman climax, and that usually involves other things happening simultaneously, right?
Whereas what, a small dance, yeah, you know, a show.
Yeah. Whereas for men, funnily enough, that is an activity which they can climax from alone. And I do find it very interesting and completely agree with what James says, that it's ridiculous that so many men are embarrassed to ask for or are ashamed of that kind of activity. I completely agree with James again, it does not make you gay, and it's absolutely part of the human makeup of a man, and absolutely you guys should all be giving it a go. And I agree it's ridiculous that sex toys should be frowned upon for men. One final point I'll make before we move on to the next question is that I completely disagree there is such a thing as going too far and having a doll that looks like a real human woman or let's be totally honest, if you've seen them, they look like girls with women's bodies that you can lie on top of every night, shag, spoon, and wake up with and have breakfast with. That's fucking creepy.
Why would you spoon and why don't you just knock it in and put it back
in
the cupboard?
I have stories for you on this.
Right, hold on, let
me
just...
It's...
Yeah, listen. John, yeah, cancel that. Yeah, no, it's not allowed.
That is, that's fucking creepy, and I'm not in favour of that, because that's not replacing pleasuring yourself so you can have an orgasm, like, with your hand, with something else. That's replacing an actual human sexual partner, and that's fucking weird, and I'm not on board with
okay,
it.
Okay, okay.
And really, like, I'm, like... If in my mind, it's as creepy. Obviously, okay, fine, not as creepy. Let's not go that far. But it is in the same sphere of creepiness as necrophilia, and I just can't get on board with
okay,
it.
Okay, okay.
I just can't.
Whoa, whoa,
no, should I tell you why? Should I tell you why? Because this is a non, like, alive person who is, like, you are pleasuring yourself with because they look like a woman. Like, it doesn't,
okay,
it's
okay,
not
okay,
cool.
Relax, relax. Right, first of all...
But that's the...
First
that's
of all, you've painted again a broad brushstroke over this.
No, 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 I'm saying...
If you had a sex doll, right, and your missus wasn't there, you got out of the cupboard,
no,
knocked it in,
no, creepy,
knocked it in
creepy.
And put it away, that's fine.
Creepy.
If you talk
it's
to it like
fine.
Some of these people do...
It's not fine.
All right, I haven't got one
if
anymore.
If I had a man...
Yeah?
If I had a doll, a human silicone doll that cost $10,000
yeah, yes, yes.
With a penis.
Yes.
And every night for the rest of my life, I was riding this dude who wasn't real and then feeling happy as Larry that my life was complete, that I basically had a silicone
yes,
sex
but,
doll
yeah,
in
but,
my bed.
Yeah, but listen,
that's fucking
this is
weird.
Why people don't like the porn, like the men with sex toys, is because you associate it with
those weird men
in Soho you see with anoraks.
No.
The extension of them is they're incapable of getting a woman.
No.
Woman's going to
exactly.
go near them. They smell of
right.
urine. They look weird.
Right.
They might not be all there. That's the best thing they can get. And they can get that.
Right.
I'm saying there's a happy middle ground.
No.
We can just do a little bit of shagging and put it away.
No, absolutely not. Okay, this is my final point on it.
Okay.
Male sex toys, all for it. Let's lift the taboo. Let's absolutely go for it. Mm. Men, try it out. Ask for it. Whatever you want. Great. Silicone dolls that look like human women. Fuck that shit. No.
All right.
But evidently you have one locked in a cupboard somewhere.
No, I don't. They're not in the cupboard anymore.
you had one of these sex dolls?
What, a 10 grand sex doll?
Well, have you had like a knockoff 2 grand version?
No, because then you're only in the only Fools and Horses territory with Lusty Linda and Erotic Castell. Those blow up ones with the mouth. Yeah. All right, anything that looks like that. Anything that looks like this. Right, no, I I haven't, and I know men get into that, and they're a bit. That's a bit odd.
Do you know
I'm talking like a virtual,
you
know,
do
like
you
a full,
know anyone with one?
He's knocked a full doll in. No, Nicole, Chloe, where am I going to keep a fucking inflatable doll in this house?
Not you. Although now with your answers, I'm starting to think you.
I do think right, you've leapt ahead, though. I don't. I think. You know, but also remember, there's some very sad, lonely people out there, and. You know, women hold the key to sexual pleasure. And if they're not interested in this bloke, then what's this bloke supposed to do?
Fine, then they can be prescribed them on the NHS. But they should not be given. Why, though? They should
I think
not...
it's not a bad idea, actually.
Yeah,
you're a sad, lonely man who smells of urine. Have one of these virtual dolls.
Now James is going to go to his local doctor's office Wait. After weeing all over himself.
Hello.
And say,
I'm Mr. Snub. Can I have a sex doll, please? Mr. Haskell, we know it's you again. Sorry. I mean, sorry. I don't know why I'm doing the voice again. Right, carry on.
God, and you would have a sex dungeon.
So I better just change my Christmas list. Get rid of the Rampant Rabbit 3000 lady man boy thing.
Okay. We're going to have to cut so much out.
No,
of this.
We're not. We're not cutting anything out. By the way, again, thank you so much to all those people who do write in. We obviously keep your names completely anonymous. We will answer anything within reason. There was somebody actually who sent a letter in last week that said about the going to the bathroom, which was episode 2, that if you... you know, a little trick they recommended, I haven't tried it, don't need it, where if you spray aftershave or perfume into the bathroom toilet before you evacuate your bowels and then flush it, all you'll smell is the aftershave or perfume. Somebody said you'll thank me later. So try that tip if you've got irritable bowel syndrome or you're on a first date and sharing a small hotel room.
They're actually just, they've just done the first poo transplant. Because for gut microbiome.
Yeah, but you know people were doing that anyway,
yeah.
but like badly, doing
yeah.
it badly. It was
yeah.
like causing all sorts of health
yeah, of
issues.
Yeah,
and it was
yeah,
like a really,
yeah.
really bad,
yeah.
hippy, yippy, gippy, shitty
yeah.
idea.
Okay, let's move on. Hi, Chloe and James. I love the podcast and both of your socials. My partner and I have both read What a Flanker and loved it.
Thank you. A small biography that's out now, by the way, and an audiobook and hardback. Please pick it up.
And I'm hoping that one day soon I will find the confidence and motivation to actually click buy on the EC method. That's my online coaching. Rather than hovering around it and bailing out for fear I won't stick to it. You will. You should join it. We've got a big group of amazing people.
800 people on this round, isn't it?
Yeah.
Carve it up.
Oh, we're about to do...
So well, basically what you're saying is you can't afford that. A sex doll for me.
No, I can't. Okay. You have a lot more money than I have. And given that we don't share an account...
Not anymore. I've lost 10 grand down a deal that just went horribly wrong. Can't talk about it. Right, Carol?
Given that, yeah. No.
Yeah.
I would really like some advice on my current situation as I've been over and over this for weeks and I'm driving myself insane. My partner is 19 years older than me. I'm 31 and he's 50. And we've been together on and off for 3 years. We split up for what I thought was the final time earlier this year, as after a lot of back and forth, he concluded that he didn't want to have any more children, whereas I definitely do. Since then, he has completely changed his mind, and we've sort of fallen back into a relationship with him being super keen for me to move back in and start trying for a baby immediately. Whilst in a way this is perfect, and it's theoretically everything I've ever wanted, a supportive partner, having a family, he adores me, he's not going to hit me or cheat on me, I'm having a bit of a mental struggle over whether this is the right thing to do.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Pretty much all of my friends have said that whilst they do like him, they do not think he is right for me, and they've seen me... or think I could be happier. We really don't have that much in common in terms of hobbies, and we completely differ on many political and social viewpoints. And this is the main thing, I guess. Although I do love him, I am not in love with him anymore. I don't think I have been for the last 2 years, and I don't feel that I will ever... it will ever come back. For me, we are two friends that are very comfortable together, really care about each other, do nice things, and have sex. I've recently found myself almost embarrassed to tell people that we're back together again, and I don't want to make it public. Some of my friends still don't know. So my question really is, am I being an idiot by being in a relationship that is nice but doesn't tick all of my boxes or excite me? Or is it insane to give up something that can be so lovely in the hope that I'll meet someone else who cares about me as much, wants the same things, and who I find super hot, attractive, and have a laugh with? While I know that 30 isn't old, I do worry that I may never meet someone that is perfect, and therefore I may not get the chance to have a family that I've always wanted like this again. Any thoughts on this would be greatly appreciated. I don't want to hurt him, and I don't want to regret the decision either. Thank you.
Look, it is never our place on this podcast to, you know, we give advice, some tongue-in-cheek, some serious, both meant from a good place. I would never advocate ending someone's relationship because it's not my place to do that. Yeah. What I will say is on this, and I will give you my advice, but you don't have to necessarily take it, we're not recommending it, is you know the answer yourself. You've answered your own question within that email. It's not right. And if this current situation with COVID and the whole reason we started Couples Quarantine is that life is very precious, things change at the drop of a hat. To be unhappy and to be miserable and not to have the most fulfilled relationship with life you can have is a recipe for disaster. And you can muddle through for a bit, but you're talking about having a baby and committing for a long time. These are difficult things. And from what I'm led to believe, and I talk to my friends about it, anybody who has allows a child, for example, to fix a relationship or throws a child into the mix, if your relationship is not good, it's already, it will become 10 times harder and will expose everything. So I think you know in your heart that this isn't right, and that, you know, you want passion, you want fire, you want a positive relationship together. And while you've got friends, it's difficult. You don't want to ever hurt someone. And the fear of the unknown and the fear of moving on, will you ever find someone? The fact is, there are, 8 billion people in the world? You know, half of them are men, half of them are women, roughly. There are plenty of other people out there. And it's the fear of the unknown and the fear of leaving the comfort. But the point is you want more, and you cannot be in a relationship with someone that you don't love them. You know, because the point is that in a lot of relationships, the passion dies, but the love and the comfort and them making your life better with them and without them is the fundamentals. And I think while you obviously have a good time, you want more in the short term. And there's a big age gap, and I just don't think it's going to necessarily work. But I think you already know that, and you're maybe looking for us for the green light to go and do it. And I don't want to end it because it's not my relationship. I don't want to hurt anyone, but I think you know what's best.
I wholeheartedly second everything James has just said. You know, it is... Like when I said with the fast girl, like, go shag all of his teammates, and felt a bit bad when I watched it back, although I still think it was a lol's answer. It's not, you know, it's not our place to tell somebody whether or not they should be in a relationship. However, just reflecting what you've said, I don't think age has got anything to do with it, babe, if I'm honest. I think that the fact that you say, like, you thought it was over for the final time, that kind of shows... what's the word, closure, that you had a feeling of closure, which you don't really get when you're madly in love with somebody and it ends. And the fact that now you're kind of embarrassed to tell people that you're back together. Again, I don't think that's reflective of what other people think, despite what you say your friends say. I think it's reflective of the fact that you kind of came to terms with it being over. And now I think you probably feel like you've let yourself down in a way to make somebody else happy. I understand that, you know, there's exactly what James says. It reads to me like you're considering being back with him because of the fear of the unknown of what's next. So just to be utterly clear with you here, while it is completely true that a lot of men do both hit and cheat on their girlfriends and wives, it is absolutely not the by and large norm. So it's ridiculous that a fear of yourself falling into that kind of relationship is going to keep you in a relationship with somebody who you do not love. And the next thing that I would say is that, you know, I'm not a really big fan of, like, really taking on what your friends and family say about a partner, because... you know, who cares?
Yeah, because you're going out with me.
My friends and family love you.
Really?
Yeah, but if they didn't, that's what I'm saying. If they didn't, I mean, it would be comforting.
I am quite lovable.
It would be comforting if we broke up, but it certainly would not be a catalyst to break up.
Yeah, fine, I get you. I get you. Yeah, you're a strong character.
Well, I think it's just stupid, to be honest. But the fact that they say that they've seen you happier is maybe an indication that maybe you are happier without him, and have been happier without him. You know, not a problem, again, that you don't have much in common. That's fairly normal. However, definitely the fact that you do not think you've been in love with him for the last 2 years is, to me, not you, and I don't want to project this onto you, but to me, that would be a non-negotiable. If you are not madly in love with this man, you cannot settle down and have a family with him. Because while it might be practical, what's going to happen if you meet someone that you fall madly in love with in 5 years' time and you've got a kid? That's going to be a really fucked up situation, much worse than now. You're only 30. You've got 10 years before you need to start panicking about having a baby, you know, and freeze your eggs. I'm going to have to do it at some point if this one doesn't put a bun in my oven.
Well, I've been using that fleshlight and the sex doll, yeah, exactly. Wasting it all.
That's the problem.
Every time I go and have sex with you, because
there's nothing left.
Dust comes out. I'm like, where's it all? You're like, where's it all gone? I'm like, looking for it.
Like the balloon.
There's a doll dripping it out of a fake anus, yeah. Her baggy porn star anus to be covered.
Stop, too far. So look, yes, look, we can't tell you what to do, but I think you have answered your own question. And just on the very last point where you talk about all the things that you think you're kind of overreaching to hope for in another person, of course, it's unlikely that you're going to find someone who you laugh with, you have fun with, you have everything in common with, who loves all your friends and family, who they all love, you constantly have sex with, he's the fittest thing in the world, he looks like Brad Pitt, you'll never argue, he'll never cheat on you, he'll never hit you, he'll never... No, like, this is very unlikely. But a lot of the time when you fall in love with somebody, the flaws or the things that you don't have in common, they don't matter because you're in love with them. And that's the whole point. So look, I think you need to really think about this. And if just generally speaking, as a general rule, if you don't think that this guy's the one, and to be honest, you don't think you're in love with him, I don't think that you should have a family.
Can I also just go a little bit deeper quickly? It's interesting. You've made 3 points in that. In that piece about that screams a lack of confidence and mental strength. In that, first of all, you talked about hovering around, you know, signing up to you know, undertake a transformation for your body. You've talked about the fear of losing something, and you've also asked us to tell you what you already know. And for me, a lot of times when people seek motivation is such a transitory thought process. Because some days you feel really motivated, other days you don't. Mm. Motivation lasts. And you do a good session, but to back it up and be consistent, you need to have mental fortitude strength.
Yeah.
And it's a unique difference. And I think the fact of the matter is, you've got to be tougher on yourself. And this is a really interesting thing in the world at the moment where, you know, I would be described as someone who gives tough love, where, you know, you want to be kind of mollycoddled, you look for others. You know, I get messages all the time on my social media. James, will you inspire me? Could you have some words of motivation? No, I've got nothing to say to you.
Chloe, how do you stay motivated? Every day I'm like, I don't stay motivated. Sometimes I am and sometimes I'm not, but that's not that's not the driving foot. Motivation is not always going to be there. You have to have a backup. Like, what's it called? A generator.
Yeah, and the thing is, you've got to back yourself, because if you are comfortable with mediocrity, stay with this guy. If you are happy with your situation, stay with this guy. If you don't sign up to transform your body, you will keep the same body. And what you've got to understand is that nobody is going to fix this shit for you. Yeah. No white knight is going to ride over the hill and make you a millionaire, sort your rig out, sort your love life out. You have to do it. You have to back yourself. And I know, I think, I'm not being harsh, but I'm just telling you.
No, you're not.
You really need to get that mental strength. Back yourself, see the situation, seize it, and develop your mind, and grab a fuck the world strength in your head, because that's what you need.
I tell you what, like, I'm really tenacious, and I'm definitely a relationship person. I usually am in long-term relationships since I was like 16, and I definitely have a fear of breakups and leaving relationships. The 3 times in my history, romantic history, where I thought that I was not in love with a partner, it killed me, especially the guilt that happens a few months later. That's a fucking joke. It killed me because I knew it. It was comfortable. I did once love them. And again, I didn't want to feel guilty, but I left, because ultimately being in love is a wonderful experience. And of course, it might not last forever, but it is certainly not something that at the age of 30 you should be denying yourself, because some guys finally backed down and said, okay, let's have a baby. Like I say, whether you like it or not, you know, let's just say you have this baby. A few years' time, you might find someone and fall madly in love. I know that's what happened to my mum. And then what? You know, I would just say, you know, trust your instinct, back yourself, and be strong. But whatever you decide to do, it's not our choice. It's so awkward.
And listen, you know, again, I'm not telling you what, you know, either way. I've given you my perspective. I don't know the details. I don't know this bloke. You know, whenever we get these things, this is a one-sided thing. Yeah. It's why when you go to therapy and you come out and my therapist says you're this and that, because you've only got one fucking side of the thing. So I don't know the other details of what you're...
Both of our therapists think you're a twat.
you know, basically, you've got that one-sided approach. But look, we've all been heartbroken. We have all emotionally fallen. We have had failures in our careers, failures with our health, failures with everything. And we always get back up. Some people don't. And that is the balance of life. And that is why some people are able to do it. And you just don't want to be that person that is defined by fear and defined by inaction and defined by mental weakness, because you could be so much more. And, you know, you're obviously looking to do that, and you know the answer. So, and we got quite powerful then, I feel like, a bit like Tim Robbins, but sexier and poorer.
I'm not sure about Tim Robbins. So... hopefully next week the guest, who we've currently rescheduled 2 or 3 times,
yeah.
Yeah.
We'll come on. But we've also got loads more guests coming on. Please, you know, hit us up on our social medias at Couples Quarantine, Couples Quarantine Pod on Instagram, on Twitter. These shows are a long format on my YouTube channel under the James Haskell. We also have a Couples Quarantine one. Please send your questions to cqquestions@jameshaskell.org. Share, subscribe, rate, tell your friends, leave us some feedback. If you're a sponsor, get your checkbook out. And yeah, I've really enjoyed this show and I will catch you next week.
But we've already had two sponsors ask us if we could please talk less about sex, and the answer is no.
Be seeing you.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.